provide you with a bit of a snappy overview of the concerns that have us gathered here this evening. In July of 2003, the BC Ministry of Health put out a request for proposals seeking a private partner to take over the administration of the BC Medical Services Plan. The government announced its intention to have a final contract concluded by August 31st of 2004. Yes, you can check your watches. Tick, tick, tick. It's coming right up. A private company has been selected, and this company is based in Virginia and has a Canadian subsidiary. The government is negotiating a contract with this company even as we speak. There is a court challenge to this contracting out that is in progress, and a group of organizations has formed a campaign opposing this contracting out based on concerns about protecting personal privacy. The basis of the privacy concern is the U.S. Patriot Act. The U.S. Patriot Act allows the FBI to obtain entire databases of information and records held by U.S. companies. The provisions, there's a lot of P's in this, unfortunately, it's a bit close. The provisions that authorize these powers have been sometimes referred to colloquially as sneak and peek provisions, because they authorize surveillance and seizures that are secret. There's no way to know, therefore, that the U.S. authorities have obtained this information, and thus no ability to challenge the seizures. This kind of legislation is an extremely radical departure from the traditional checks on government powers in relationship to search and seizures. Traditional protections generally include things like reasonable and probable grounds, individualized suspicion, and court authorization for seizures. These, in contrast, are extraordinary measures. And these extraordinary provisions were implemented, of course, in the wake of 9/11 as anti-terrorism legislation. And these, like our own anti-terrorism legislation, are subject to a sunsetting clause. And that means that the laws essentially expire on a certain date unless they are renewed. It is fair to say at this point that it is extremely unlikely that the sun will be setting on the Patriot Act anytime soon. To the contrary, it is possible that we have not even seen high noon with this kind of provision, as there is currently in the U.S. draft legislation that would expand even further the extraordinary surveillance powers that are found in the Patriot Act. So, to bring the situation home to us, what we need to understand in terms of the risks that our personal information is being subjected to is what our MSP databases include. They include information not only about our health treatments and prescription drugs, but also about our net incomes, mental health histories, criminal records, as well as records from the Ministries of Children and Family Development and Human Resources. Now, Health Minister Colin Hanson, in a newspaper interview as recently as last week, said that Canadians are right to be asking questions about the Patriot Act, and that they should know how this Patriot Act applies to situations such as the contracting out of MSP. However, he says further that he is working to ensure that the government's contracting out won't compromise the confidentiality of British Columbians' medical information. These types of vague assurances do not inspire confidence when, as is currently the case, the government will not specify how exactly it proposes to do this. The government has not made one concrete proposal public for how it intends to safeguard the medical confidentiality of our records. The Right to Privacy campaign is calling on the government to stop the outsourcing of information to companies that are subject to foreign laws like the Patriot Act, which infringe upon our privacy rights. And to that end, we are sponsoring forums such as this with our keynote speaker, Mr. Jamil Jaffer. He is the staff attorney, a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union. He is an expert in U.S. anti-terrorism legislation, especially as that legislation regards expansive surveillance powers and the implication of those powers for privacy and other rights. He is also counsel on the first constitutional challenge to the U.S. Patriot Act, that, of course, being in America. The point being that Jamil will be speaking about the American situation, which is very important context for us to understand. After his talk, we will be having a question and answer period, and he will be taking questions about the U.S. situation. We will also invite up two other members of the Right to Privacy campaign, and we'll be fielding questions about the situation that I just outlined here in British Columbia. At the very end, we'll be asking Daryl Evans from the Freedom of Information and Privacy Association to tell you a little bit more about the Right to Privacy campaign and how you can join us if you would like to voice your concerns. So with that, it is my very great pleasure to introduce Jamil Jaffer. Please welcome him.